The Warriors hosting the Blazers and getting a career-high 62-point night from Stephen Curry.
And then Steph off a made three, reversing it up and in. Oh, Curry, what a first quarter. They obviously have not played with big leads all year. Curry, little floater. He's got 42. Ricochet to Steph. He just catches and launches a three.
Like that.
He's got 48. Curry from deep. 59. Steph is running into the front court. Draymond finds him another three. Oh, got it. 62.
As the Warriors take it 137-122, the final.
Portland made it a single-digit game in the fourth. But the brilliance of that man, coupled with some help from his friends, the Warriors put five players in double figures. But Curry, 62 points in 36 minutes. And he was simply spectacular.
Hey, Steph, are you almost looking forward to all the double teams and all the bodies you're going to see because of how you've mentally prepared and because of the way you can move without the ball after you give it up, you can get it back? Are you almost looking forward to seeing all those bodies?
Not really. But it's as long as I can make the right decision and see the pictures, that's all it is. I mean, different shots from years past, and a lot of that is just not rushing. Even though there might be double teams and a crowd, I always have options to, you know, move it or get a shot or get to the basket. I just got to make sure I see everything right. And I think tonight we just slowed down a little bit, and it obviously worked out.
All right, how aware are you of the point total that you had? I mean, you know, 54 was the career high coming in. When you get to that 40 spot and things like that, are you even aware of the numbers as they're piling up?
Of course, but you try to just continue to stay humble and stay in the moment. That's the best way to approach it. It doesn't help when your teammates are yelling at you every dead ball, how many points you got. But other than that, it's just don't do anything differently. Just keep being aggressive, being decisive, and, you know, good things happen.
Warriors win 137-122 over Portland. And the Warriors get the victory to even up their record at 3-3. Stephen Curry, career high, 62 points, 18 of 31 floor, 8 of 16 beyond the arc, 18 of 19 from the free throw line, the 18 for 19, new career highs for Steph. And when I took the Warrior job, one of the great things was that I never had to look up scoring records. They're all Will Chamberlain. You know, nobody's going to get close to that. Who's gonna get that many points? But then the Splash Brothers arrived, and I had to rethink it because they are right up there in the record book. Certainly in the three-point shooting, Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson are rewriting that. Klay had his 60-point game against Indiana where he barely dribbled the ball, and now this game here tonight. And of all-time Warriors, I mean, just to give you the scope of it, who have scored 60 or more. Curry now has one. Klay Thompson has one. He scored 60. Curry has 62. Rick Barry scored 64 in a game that was against the Portland Trailblazers back in 1974. And then Joe Fultz, which might be the most remarkable one of them all, he had 63 way back in the day. And, he was the first scoring superstar in the NBA. And then, of course, Will Chamberlain did it 27 times, 60 or more, including the all-time NBA record of 100 points. But this was remarkable. And it was remarkable in its scope and remarkable in the sense that this is exactly what this team needed right now, because it wasn't just the 62 points that propelled them to the win. That was a major factor. But there were a lot of other things going on in this game, which helped Steph Curry get 62 points. And we're going to dive into that a little bit here as we have time. And the Warriors get the win. They see something, you know, positive happened, Jim, and they get some good feeling going, which they really badly needed after Friday night.
Yeah, and Curry's display of offensive greatness, it permeated throughout the rest of the team. I thought Wiggins got better in the game as it went along. They didn't stand and watch Curry do all this stuff. He was zigzagging and doing everything. I don't know how many miles he ran today, but he expended a lot of energy in what he was doing, but it seemed he never got tired. The Warriors got off to a really bad start because they were a little unlucky with the way the ball bounced, and, you know, Wiseman throwing and saving it and throwing it back in, and All of a sudden, it's picked up by Covington. He hits a three.
Right.
And they got down 9-2, but they didn't fold. I thought tonight they've got to keep scoring. They've got to do a better job defending Lillard and McCollum. And by the way, I think they got their numbers, but they got a lot in the fourth quarter and a lot of times when the game was out of hand, so to speak, because they covered that pick and roll a lot better. They made passers out of McCollum and Lillard a lot of the time, especially in the early going.
Yeah, they got hurt by Enes Kanter in the fourth quarter, but I think they'll take that if they, you know, if it keeps the guards from having a field day on the outside. But I will say this, that, you know, the remarkable thing tonight, Jim, was there was just a different energy about the team.
Yes.
You know, they were making plays. They would end up with 23 assists, which I think was a little low. I thought they had more in the fourth quarter than that. But a lot of that was because Steph was hunting shots tonight. And Steph was out there to prove a point. He was out to win the game and to you know, create the havoc. Yeah. Now, the play, one of the plays I'll most remember from this game, the inbound of the ball to Kelly Oubre, a little bit higher than the elbow along the near wing. And Curry, who had thrown the ball in, flashed by. And Oubre's defender and Curry's defender both went with Curry. Oubre turns, oh, okay, and just dribbled down, got a dunk on the play because there was nobody there. And that's the kind of gravity that he possesses. And that's when, you know, I chuckle when I read some of these things that people write. Oh, wait, he's not. He's a system player. That's what one of the LeBron writers called him. And it's just ridiculous when you think about that. He's a guy that creates havoc by just having his presence on the floor. Another note on this, and games like this, notes come in after the contest. The great Mark Spears just researched this and tweeted this, that Curry is the second oldest player in NBA history to get a 60-point game. Kobe Bryant did it in April 2016, 37 years, 234 days. Curry, 32, 295 days. And in February of 69, Will Chamberlain had a 60-plus game, 32, 172 days. So that in of itself shows you that there's still a lot left in this tank.
Yes, it does. That's a pretty good indicator. I remember when I was a kid, Elgin Baylor had 78 in a game. Of course, he was a lot younger because he could score, too. And remember, that's long before the three-point line. But I thought it was inspirational tonight. And what it did, it loosened up everything because I thought Oubre, you know, was terrific. I think this was his best game, all the things that happened. And one little play in the third quarter there when the Warriors were going up and down, and Draymond Green, you know, you look at his stats and you just can't read stats and see his impact on the game and on his teammates. But they pushed the ball up the floor, and the way it was going, it was such a furious pace, but it was going the Warriors' way. They were taking control. And Draymond got the ball somewhere near the top of the three-point line, and Oubre was in the corner. And I know he's thinking, this kid is open. It's a three. He'd been one of 25 coming in. He whipped it right over to him, so Oubre didn't think about it, and he launched it. And he hit his three for the game from that corner. That was the only one he made tonight. But it was a big time. And right about that time, I think we're 4 minutes left in the quarter, he hit that three, and the Warriors had a 20-point lead.
You know, Jim, let's talk about a couple of players. Wiggins had a great night tonight.
Yes, he did.
8 of 16, 4 of 7, 7 rebounds, 21 points. And it took him a while to get going.
Yeah, first quarter he did zip, two free throws.
But he stayed with it, and as you pointed out in the fourth quarter, loved his aggression. You know, he had that one move where he barreled to the basket, got the bucket, and it was playing to win, not to lose. And I think that's a great sign. And I think, you know what, you know if it means he takes five threes a night, but if he gets to the basket, you know, and takes those open jumpers he can create for himself.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, he doesn't get enough credit. He's a better post-up guy than people think.
If they don't come double-team him, no matter who he's playing against, he can create his shot, and he's real accurate from like 12 feet on in. What I like the Warriors in the second quarter, though, because you can't, based upon the other night and other times we've seen them, the lowest scoring team in the league, where are they going to find these points? And we were, you know, supposedly they're going to be a really good defensive team. They got the defense in the second quarter. That was about as good a defense as I've seen collectively. And the Blazers, who can score like heck, only managed 21 points, and they shot, you know, around 21% in that quarter, and they only made one three. They took away the three-point line, the effectiveness from Lillard and McCollum tonight, so to speak. Now, Lillard at the end, it opened up in the fourth quarter. There was a lot of scoring back and forth. But the Warriors, they had big quarters scoring all the way down, one through four.
You know, I had a chance. I just uploaded this, and I thank our producer, R.C. Davis, for his hustle here. It's just, boy, you know, he gets it done so efficiently, you don't even know he's here. And Stephen Curry talked to NBC Sports Bay Area, and here is what he had to say.
It made so much sense that it was Draymond, knowing exactly what the situation was and knowing where I was at. For a hot second, I thought he wasn't going to look for me, but I shouldn't have never doubted it. He knew exactly where I was, and thankfully it went in.
That was Curry talking about how Draymond got the pass back to him and reset up. And really, with the attention that's going to be paid to Curry, that's how they're going to have to do it a lot this year, is redirect. You know,
who he looked like tonight?
Who?
Pistol Pete Maravich.
Yeah.
That's what he reminded me of at LSU when he had just carte blanche to take all the shots that he wanted because – you know, he averaged 44 a game in college.
I think you should donate a pair of your old floppy socks and give it to Steph.
You know, I've got a couple of little remnants from Pistol Pete when I played for them.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I have a couple little things. They're put away and everything.
Nice.
I have a hat that we signed in New Orleans Jazz. Had a uniform at one time, and that's a whole other story.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah,
yes.
That's worth it.
That's one for Jim Barnett, the biography.
Yeah, it's worth about $20,000, and I'm saving it just in case I need it someday.
Are you going to call it Crazy Horse, your biography?
That's probably applicable.
Applicable.
But
hey.
But anyway, the way Pistol played the game and take shots from anywhere, and those shots, most of the time you say, those are bad shots.
Right.
Especially the last two that he made.
They're bad shots for everybody but him.
Exactly.
Well, not everybody but him. You know, Lillard has those too, and we should give him credit for that. But let's talk about Wiseman for a second. 12
okay.
points, 11 rebounds, a couple of blocks. And, again, he's still going to have a couple of rookie nights ahead where he's going to be look lost. He's going to get into foul trouble. He's going to be, you know, lost for the game. But he still does some things, Jim. You know, like for a big guy, how many young big guys come in the league, they get a rebound, they bring it down, get stripped.
Yep.
He keeps the ball high.
Yes, he does.
He keeps the ball high, which is a real fundamental skill. And then the other part about him is he's not scared of this. He's not wowed by Nurkic. He's not wowed by, you know, any of these guys.
You know, the best thing when you started talking about him, I hadn't looked at his stats. And I like this because he accomplishes some things and puts stuff on the stat sheet that you didn't know that he had. I would have guessed that he had, I don't know, 5 or 6 points. I don't know what, 4 or 5. I didn't see him rebound too much, 4 or 5 rebounds. You know, just kind of mediocre. And I look, and in 21 and a half minutes, he has 12 points and he has 11 rebounds. I love players that get big stats and you don't really notice it.
Right.
He's effective. And so I tell you what I do notice about him, when he gets the ball and he goes into the middle from left to right, okay, then he comes back and he pins his man with a drop step.
Yeah.
He pins his man and he's just barely past the free throw line, but he's so long, he comes in, terminates a dribble, a drop step. So he's pivoting on his left foot, coming to his strong left hand,
right,
turning, you know, clockwise, if you will. And then he gets to the rim, and he dunks it down. And everybody's left behind him. He understands how to pin a man with a drop step and pin him, and go. And it's clear sailing from then on out. That's his best move that he has.
And
it's just, it was terrific. But I had no idea he put up these numbers tonight, and he's only going to get better. He's got really good fundamentals, and he sometimes doesn't look like he's moving that fast, but his stride is so long.
Right,
he gets somewhere.
Gobbles up yards.
Yeah, he eats space.
You know, he takes two steps, and the rest of us would take five. You know, just to get from one point A to point B. Draymond Green was really good tonight too. I mean, how many times have we said this in a postgame show where, you know, he had a great night scoring 1 point as he did tonight? Okay,
yeah.
I mean,
he was the leading. Look at the plus minus,
and
leads the pack.
Yeah, and you know, you could tell he was ready for the game because you remember early in the game He gets that double technical. He was ready. He was fired up for this game, and he wasn't going to let Damian Lillard talk any trash or anybody talk any trash out there. So he was ready. He was ready for this game. And again, they've got to turn it around quickly. Sacramento's coming to town tomorrow. That's going to be not, you know, when you're playing on legs that had gone full bore the night before, trying to keep a guy like De'Aaron Fox in front of you, that's a task that you're going to have to be strong with.
Yes, and you want to keep him on the outside because I think that's where his weakness is. I want to say a couple last things about Lillard McCollum. Yeah, they got the numbers. What, they get 62 on Friday night? They got 60 tonight, but they had more volume shooters tonight, and it opened up particularly in that fourth quarter for them. They ended up, and McCollum was good in that fourth quarter with 10 and Lillard, but they made him work for it tonight a lot more. You know they're going to get their points because they're going to end up with more shots.
Well, they shot more contested shots tonight.
Exactly. So the Warriors defense was really good. It started in that second quarter. Back to your Sacramento. This is a team that they're kind of surprising. They've got other players other than De'Aaron Fox, by the way. They've got people that can put the ball in the basket.
Buddy Hield.
Tyrese Halliburton is one heck of a player.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah, they really like him.
They've got really a good like one him. There. Bielitsa can put the ball in the hole. Marvin Bagley, I read a story today that his father called the Kings and said, you know, you want to get traded. I don't know what that's all about. But
maybe his dad can go have lunch with LaMelo Ball's father, and they can, you know,
they won their first two games.
Relations.
They lost to Phoenix, but they've beaten Denver twice so far in the early season. Sacramento has. That's no small accomplishment.
No, it's not. And they stole the first one. I mean, they literally stole it. They were down like four with 18 seconds to go win the game because Heald followed up a break.
And he started running right off the court.
Went right off the floor. Didn't wait for the replay. And
yeah, Harrison Barnes got the shot blocked.
Right.
And it went up, and Heald followed it right up and right at perfect timing. Yeah, 124, 122.
But, they're talented. And I think people would be talking more about Sacramento if they were in the Eastern Conference. I think it's just because they're in the Western Conference, they don't get a lot of attention right now, simply because we have so many good teams out in the West, and it never seems to. The pendulum is stuck. Yeah. I think we need to get Mr. Poe out of his hibernation and keep writing the books, so writing the short stories, so the pendulum swings back.
The West is so good that the San Antonio Spurs are last in the Southwest Division and have lost four games in a row.
How about that? You know, the Spurs didn't make the playoffs last year. How about that?
And by the way, Denver won today, but they're 2-4.
Yeah,
it's a grab bag.
I don't know if they're going to be as good. I really think they're going to miss Grant and Craig and Plumlee. I think that's going to be
the biggest surprise, though.
What's that?
Phoenix.
Yeah, well,
they won four in a row. They're 5-1.
The darlings of the bubble. We'll see them soon
enough. Chris Paul has helped them.
Yes, he has. In fact, they were playing tonight. Let's see how they did. We'll get to the scores here in just a moment. But before we do, I want to remind people that the Warriors won tonight, and you can score too. Tomorrow, stop by any participating Bay Area Wingstop location and get 5 free boneless wings with any 10-piece wing purchase. Only valid the day after a Warriors home win. That means tomorrow. Stop by Wingstop or go to warriors.com/Wingstop and use the code DUBNATION. Limit one redemption per customer. So, Jim, we will appreciate
wait till
you.
Wait the road.
Yeah, we go back on the road. It's going to be a couple of weeks or a week and a half before I see you again.
Okay.
And so pack your bags for another night here at Chase Center, and we will get ready for that. Tom Tolbert will join us tomorrow, and you'll be on the pregame show on our flagship station.
Yes, I'll be doing pregame with JD and Ryan Covey.
Yep.
Be looking for that. And, Tim, it's always a pleasure working with you because you are a professional to the nth degree. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. It was fun. And, how lucky are we that we get to chronicle – people like Stephen Curry. I mean, 62 points.
Especially at our age. I say our, you know, Jim. Yeah.
By our, I think you mean first person possessive, as in you.
Okay. You could say, you just put a Y in front of it. Your.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Your age, yes.
I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is the Verizon Game Rewind.